Big stage. All the magic of the WBBL is here. Live on ABC Sport Digital and on the ABC Listen app.
Now, I know that lockdown has been hard for all of us, especially around the Greater Sydney area in New South Wales, but there have been some really charming things that have sprung up as we are allowed to go exercising, for instance, with our little kids and walk around the place. Have you seen spoonvilles? Love them. The little wooden spoons that people paint as little characters. The other thing that kids have been exploring is painted rocks. Our colleague Sarah Moss put up a fabulous story about a month ago now, relieving the lockdown blues with colourful hide and seek. There's pictures of a couple of kids searching along the Blue Mile for painted rocks. You can paint them, you can hide them, you can put messages on them. Now that spawned the next thing, which is rocks for rock. ROC, that is Rare Ovarian Cancers, is a local group that raises money to fund research into just that. And they've now started Rocks for Rock. And Tash Armour from ROC joins us now here at ABC Illawarra. G'day, Tash.
Hi, Nick. How you going?
You're well ahead of the trend, I can see, with Rocks for Rock. Tell me how this works.
So it's actually quite easy to do. You just paint a rock, and we have an awareness message, so bringing up the discussion around ovarian cancer and how it affects females of all ages. And that can be found, the awareness message can be found on the Facebook group, Rock for Rock, in the files. You pop that on the back, and then you can paint whatever you like onto the front of the rock. So it could be a nice little message saying how wonderful, you know, the day is, or it can be a heart or anything you like.
That'd be an interesting discussion if you've got little kids and they see the other side and they go, what is that, Mum? Giving hope to those with rare ovarian cancers. But, you know, then again, this is a hard conversation which a lot of us have to have, isn't it?
Oh, certainly. Well, ovarian cancer doesn't just affect women. It actually affects females of any age. The youngest in Australia in our research is diagnosed at 11 months old. So I guess, you know, it's raising the fact that, you know, children do get diagnosed with ovarian cancer, as my daughter did. She was 16.
Yeah, well, just for those people that don't know about ROC, rare ovarian cancers, tell us your story, Tash.
So my daughter was diagnosed just after her 16th birthday with ovarian cancer, a rare ovarian cancer called juvenile granulosa cell tumour. And, you know, it's heartbreaking. The pain is indescribable, having your child diagnosed with cancer. Though then to be told there was no research, you know, that I couldn't cope with. I couldn't control that she was diagnosed with cancer, but I'm, you know, making a hell of an effort to make sure there is research, so, you know, to make a brighter future.
And what do you want to do with any money raised from Rocks? Does that go to research into some of these rare cancers?
Yeah, definitely. So at the moment, we collaborating with the Hudson Institute of Medical Research in Melbourne. We have world-class researchers that specialise in granulosa cell tumours, and we were fortunate last year to be awarded $2.2 million, and it's actually the first time in federal history that it's been federally funded for juvenile granulosa cell tumour. So a massive step forward for
great
research.
Great news.
So we're supporting them. So all our board members, all our committee, everyone is a volunteer at Rock Inc. And all money goes towards the research. So when someone finds a rock and donates, you know, that money is going directly to the research.
Mm. Okay. Well, look, all the best. And thank you very much for having a chat to us, Sasha. But finally, how can people, if they can't find a rock and they just think you're a worthy cause, where do they go to help donate?
That would be wonderful. They can head to the website, which is rockinc.org.au, or join our group. We've got almost 4,000 members in the Rock for Rock group. and participate in, you know, sharing that awareness around.
All right, all the best. Great to talk to you this morning. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Nick. Bye-bye.
Tash Armour from ROC, Rare Ovarian Cancers. And you can also...